Hi everyone, Alita St. James, and I'm so excited to tell you that Life Shift with Go and Live Your Dream that I wrote in 2005 is a nationwide bestseller. And I started recording it this weekend and it rocks. So if you want to live your best life and quantum shift, get Life Shift today and start working with it. It was 20 years ahead of its time, but it's still powerful and it rocks.
Hello all, and welcome back to The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James. Alita is a world-renowned master energy healer and intuitive life coach. She made international headlines in 2004 for giving birth to twins at the age of 57 and is the successful author of Life Shift, Let Go, and Live Your Dreams. In The Ageless Factor, she will introduce you to amazing people she has met along the way. Here you will learn Alita's secrets to ageless living with some of the most highly esteemed professionals in the psycho-spiritual world. So welcome back, and stay tuned for yet another episode of The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James.
Hi everyone, Alita St. James here in our part two series of The Ageless Factor. And I'm excited today to share with you, Julian Michael, the number one numerologist, healer, transformer on the planet, I would say, in my experience, because he's going to give us insights into where we're coming from numerologically in August and what we're going to be facing in September. And it sounds very, very exciting. But I want to share with you first my journey, because many of you know that I went to Cabo to do an ageless retreat. But I was called not only to go to Cabo, but to go to the northern mountains of Mexico. Now, we're calling this the Indiana Jones of the Soul Part 2, because I used to do this before, remember, Julian? I was pregnant. So I went all over the world to transform myself so that I could hold the babies at 56 and give birth at 57 and become galactic in that way. But then as soon as they were born, I just chilled out because it was about creating the finances because I'm a single parent. And growing my kids. And I happened to have the challenge of having an Asperger high-functioning child, Jen, and dealing with that whole autistic community that really leveled me up in terms of consciousness, that's for sure. So now, here they are at 19, and I'm able to go back out on the road again. And sure enough, I get pulled, and I know you felt this, Julian, we can share that. There's times that you just get pulled to places. And then in those places, that's where you transform. So I was pulled to the northern mountains of Mexico. I was with my assistant, Natalia, my daughter, Francesca, two doctors, one of their wives, and off we went to a place that is considered dangerous and you should never go if you're a gringo. But I'm the Indiana Jones of the Soul Part Two, so off we went. And I did meet an energy healer there, Mexican man who was like into UFOs and the caves and had very high galactic energy. And he looked at me and he said, I called you in. And I knew, yes, you did. So he said, because I need to energize you because you've been healing a lot and I need to help your feminine go out into the world and do everything that you need to do. And so he put his hands on me and I closed my eyes and I got this electrical current that went through me more than I've ever done before in my life. So I went, wow. Anyway, he said, you should stay. And of course, my daughter and Natalia were dragging me away. No, you can't. And of course I couldn't. I had to go back to Mexico City and then do my retreat in Cabo. Now in Cabo, we had the Lion's Gate. And so the ley lines of the pyramids that are in Mexico, as well as Egypt, as well as all over the world, they're all connected. So I was able to channel really high frequency energy using all the things that we were using, the cacao ceremony at night on the beach, the sweat lodge that we did, the sound baths, everything that was elemental in Mexico, I was able to integrate into the Lion's Gate, which leveled me up. So now I come back to New York City and there's so many wonderful experiences that are opening up for me But I needed to do the work to get to even a stronger level at 77 than I was in 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And now the things that I wrote, I just found out, Julian, you won't believe this. Life Shift, like Go and Live Your Dream, is a bestseller. Now, I wrote it in 2005. Do you think anybody told me it hit the bestseller list? Nada. But that was like, I went, whoa, because my dad used to read a book a day. So to have a best-selling book, to be a best-selling author all this time, that's amazing. So now it's sure, I don't need the validation, of course, but it's certainly great to know that I hit a lot of people in terms of my message. So with all that, I'm sharing this story with you because I want you to know that your spiritual evolution is a journey. And it happens the higher frequencies that you go, things like Julian's insight in terms of numerology and what's going on in astrology, energy healing, where it takes everything that's dense within your body, takes it to a next level so you can vibrate at a higher level. So you need the body, the emotional body, the mental body that connects with the spiritual. So we were discussing this before the podcast. Julian is going to really open up the world of how can you take where you are right now and then level up coming from August, which is everything that we've been through, then going into September and actually understanding that there is a pattern here. There's a matrix that's happening. And if you've got insights into what you have to channel and do and change, then you're going to really skyrocket yourself forward as we're moving into October, November, December, and the next year. So on that happy note, I am going to give you my dearest friend and a man that I've been working with for years for myself, but also with my clients because they need that extra support many, many times to get to the next level of insight that is so important. And I believe in expansion and it comes from different areas, but I always want to work with the top people that I found in my field and in their fields. And so I give you Julian Michael.
Oh, thank you, Alita.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. It's very important to understand and know where we're at this time. Mm-hmm. And we have different forms of divination. We have astrology. We have tarot. We have numerology. I'm a numerologist. I understand astrology. As you said, we just went through these portals and this was the Lion's Gate. And this was a different kind of Lion Gate because it was 8-8 and 2024 is an 8. So we had triple eights. That's a lot of power. So one deserves to welcome this energy and know, okay, how can I work with it? And what can it do for me in regards to serving me so I can also assist and serve others? Because that's what 2024 and 2025 is all about. It's all about us making a difference and serving others. If you're still walking around being angry at your mother and father and brother and sister and ex and boss and all that, do the Ho'oponopono, do the forgiveness dance, let that go.
Work with me.
Work with her.
Work with me.
Work with hugging a tree. Do whatever you can because we got work to do. We got work to do. This August, it's all about the eight. It's all about your signature of balance with that of the physical, material, and money world, with the top being that of your mental, intuitive world.
Which I happen to be.
And Alita being a 11, 12, 1947 is not just an 8, she's a 44-8. And that's why she's the exemplar and the master of creating heaven on earth. So understanding that, it helps us more to understand who we are and what's going on. That's why the signature of numerology is so important. Month, day, and year, this pin code that the sum of is the main source. It's the mother load, and you're a 44-8, which is the master vibration. The 11 is that of the messenger of light. the 44 is four times that energy. So this girl is a battery. She is an atomic nuclear power plant and beyond, priceless in her own way. It's very important to know this code of ours so we can deal with, especially as we go into September. Mm. September has the zero of the eight. You see it? It's a one with the top zero, which is that of higher mind, one with higher mind, one with the divine, with the energy of all that there is. Mm. The nine vibration of September embraces all the energies of January to September, of one through nine, the one of being independent, being a leader, the two of being that of the problem solver and the host, the three of being the communicator as well as the one who expresses as well as who has something to say with that of the divine world, word as well. The four of the planner, organizer, architect, the five of the traveler and the one who is the explorer, pioneer of other worlds and other things going on, the six of that of service and helping other people, the seven of the analyst, the researcher, the numerologist, the eight of the CEO and the one who runs a business, hello, and then you have the nine, who is the teacher of teachers. So we're going into the teacher of teachers energy, one with higher mind, one with the divine. In numerology, on a deeper level, it's called the mirror of your soul.
Wow.
The mirror of your soul is now activated. Mm. And all of a sudden, you're hearing a voice within yourself. Hi, Alita. Hi, Julian. How are things? We just want to say we love you. We love what you're doing. Are you satisfied? Are you happy where you're at right now with your life, with your relationship, with your health, with your finances, with what you're doing in your life? Or is there something that you'd like to do more? Mm-hmm. And that's when you start reflecting, because the nine of September is all about reflection and going back January to September and asking yourself, what have I done? What haven't I done? Was it that I wish to do for these next months as we go into 2025, which, believe it or not, is a nine.
Oh, no, really? Okay, of course.
So we go from the eight of feeling the power, of feeling the strength, and being that of aligned, as well as horizontally, the mother's breast, a metaphor of giving soul force, soul juice onto the human being, that of infinity, connecting with infinite intelligence, or those two portals, those two eyes that connect you with other multiverses, as well as your own DNA code.
Right. So that's where this whole alchemy comes in.
Yes.
Because you see, Julian's giving us the bigger picture. And if you're looking into your life and going, no, I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. My finances aren't there. Mm-hmm. My relationship, blah, 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 blah. That means if we create our own reality, which we do, that there's a block inside of you that doesn't resonate to that, doesn't resonate to your highest spiritual self. If your physical is blocked in your cellular level on a vibrational rate, in your emotional body, if you have belief systems that are counter to where you should be, that's what you have to work on. It's the inner work that you need to do. You can come to someone like me, and I'll help you transform that. And someone like Julian, he'll help you transform that. But you have to take responsibility for doing the work. Like, I'm 77, and I've done miracles with a lot of people and a lot of things, and so has Julian, but we still work on ourselves. So you don't think, it never stops, you know?
No.
I do 10 hours a week in the Scalar wave lights. I do this thing, go to the mountains, whatever. You got to keep working. So my point is, this insight of what Julian's giving to you from August to September, you take a look at it and say, all right, I'm getting blocked in this area, and how can I transcend it? And if I have a resistance, that's really good, because behind the resistance is double the amount of energy to break through it. And then you'll level up to everything that the nine requires or says, and the eight has, you know, laid out for you. Like, I was wondering why I was so much into agelessness. And then when Jillian said, well, you're a gazillion eight or something, I went, really? That means that I was born with the idea of agelessness. Mm-hmm. Like, that made so much more sense to me. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I would love for you to have something private with Julian, but also think about, yes, how can he help me get over this block? How can Alita help me get over that block? So that you're doing the work, not just getting the information.
Within this code of our birth date is also our health signature.
Okay.
So you being an eight, interesting, is that you're here to understand how to circulate, because the eight is blood. Mm. So blood is a positive and a challenge in your life. Mm-hmm. How to work with your blood, how to visualize happy blood, and how to work with this blood signature, which interesting because a number of days ago had a client and we were talking about menopause. And they're going through menopause. And I said, it's interesting because in this culture, you go to a doctor, you walk out, and it's like a death sentence for a woman.
I'm sorry.
For a woman. It's a death sentence.
You know, I never went through menopause, you know, because I had the baby, so I never went through menopause.
Okay. It is because you have atherosclerosis, you can have cancer, all these things. And you walk out and now it's doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Now, but you look at other cultures because we're in globality now. And the nine of 2025 is all about globality. September is a prerequisite of you connecting with your globality of yourself and being one with that higher zero, one with higher consciousness, one with the globe, one with people of all cultures and ages and colors and customs and all of that. It's grand.
Yeah.
It's magnificent.
So there are people that are here that can get you through menopause that we know.
Right.
That are doctors and practitioners. And I never suffered through it. I said to my body, I'm not going through this. I'm getting pregnant. I got pregnant and that was the end of it.
And that's what they do in the American Indians. The American Indians, when a woman is going through menopause, because now the blood, instead of going outside, is internalized.
Right.
Blood. Blood has the secrets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the secrets of yourself and the universe.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, all sentient beings, meditate on your blood, because your blood has the energies and the information of what is happening with you as well as around you.
Which is a good point, because this is the whole thing about detoxing emotionally, mentally, physically.
Mm-hmm.
In your blood, believe it or not, you can have parasites and worms.
Oh, totally.
In your blood, you can have mold. You can have all those low-frequency things. If you get your blood tested, you'll find this out.
Mm-hmm.
All the low-frequency things that you can have that can definitely bring down your vibrational rate.
Do something to tell your body, you know what? We're going to work together now.
Mm-hmm.
To tell your mind, you know what? We're going to work together.
And you can do online courses of exercise, like yoga and things of that nature.
Yeah.
You don't have to be by yourself in your apartment.
Because you're getting prepared to go into September, which is this reflection. And in this reflection, you're going to be cleaning your house as well. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, in order for you to be free for October the 10th, which is the one, which is that of understanding that you're a tree of life, but a flexible tree of life. But the nine is all about you cleaning and cleansing and connecting with yourself on such a deep level where you realize, I'm not a victim anymore.
Right.
I'm not playing this game of the Matrix or whatever is being put upon me. I am a problem solver.
Right. And then you need to work through on an energetic level the belief systems that have imprinted on your cells just from projections of your family, from the from everything, your genetics, your DNA. Get past that. And you can do that with, again, Julian's work, my work. I'm working with Tracy Piper now at the Piper Center.
Nice.
She deals with all this detoxing. We actually work together. I do my energy healing work and she does her detoxing work and we work as a joint together. I work with Julian together because we need partnerships now to kind of, I want to say, attack the density, the 3D density, level things up so that we can actually serve you to come up to what an 8 means and what a 9 means and what next year means. Because if you don't have the support, if it's just a concept, you say, okay, I'm a victim. But if you don't know how to move through it, then maybe you move 10%. Mm-hmm. We, Julian and I and Tracy and other people that I work with, Dr. Ming, we want you to move 100%.
That's right.
We want you to be like the best you can possibly be. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing this podcast, because we're getting the information out to you about what's going on, but most importantly, giving you modalities that you can work with to get through it. If you can say, hey, you know, that's me, and I don't have to stay there, because the energy is moving for me to transcend this.
Because we're ascending at this time, but in order for us to ascend, it's important that we connect with our compassion, our love, and people of like mind and like heart that we can work with, deal with, talk to, as well as community. Mm-hmm. It's very important that we don't find ourselves alone trying to figure things out by ourselves, because it gets exhausting, especially now, because there's so much information coming in so many different forms, in so many different ways, and alignment is very important at this time.
Right.
The one isn't a crooked one. It's a one, but it's a flexible one. And that one is in the 9. One with the top 0. One with the top 0. October is a 10. It's a one with this portal that you're looking through. Because now you're affirming and you're strengthening yourself and realizing, I'm not a 1, I'm a 10. 1 through 10, I'm a 10. I feel like a 10. I feel my magnificence. And I am eternal.
And if you don't feel that way all the time, you can get that way, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
You can get that way, but you have to do the work.
That's right.
You really do, because it creates its opposites. My experience is, like, as you go higher, like a lot of times people will take workshops, they'll have breakthroughs, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Then the opposite comes in. The belief system from the subconscious goes, no, you're not. You're not magnificent.
Oh, yeah.
You just, you know, who do you think you are? Blah, 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 blah. So then you have to say, okay, I hear that. Mm-hmm. Now, how do I release that? And then you find modalities. I have loads of meditations on the internet and my private sessions and Julian's private sessions, and he does a lot on Instagram, correct? You want to find those modalities that get you out of your density, because you can think I'm magnificent, but the inside of you is going, no, you're not. You didn't go to college. You didn't do such. Mm-hmm. You had a divorce. You were, you know, you're supposed to be married forever, blah, 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 blah. Your children are horrible, whatever. There's a whole list. No, that has nothing to do with who you are as an infinite being, because we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. So what interesting thing about Julian is he sees the whole picture of the infinity and the eternality of your soul and your body. Mm-hmm. And then he tells you where you're at in that cycle. And that, to me, is so important.
When zeros show up, it's like a mirror. And it's where you're at with yourself. So October, after you've gone through September and all this cleaning and purging and also loving, because 9 is love. It's unconditional love. It's passion. It's romance. It's being a lover of love. And then comes the 10, which is strong, but that zero is there. Where are you at with yourself as you're looking in that zero, that portal? Are you positive? Or if you're negative, then that's what is going to come through that portal, and it's going to start bothering you.
Good.
It's going to start bothering
you. I'm glad it's going to bother
you. That's right.
Because if it doesn't bother you, you're never going to change.
But one of the things I learned is this, and it's very simple, because we all have thoughts. Oh, Julian, you're this, you're that. Oh, what did you do there? That was so stupid what you said on that podcast or on that TV show or whatever. And that's when you say, I love myself, I love myself. Thank you for sharing. I'll take that into consideration. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself.
And then with my work, I go into the cells and go, when were you criticized where you thought you had to be perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Then we go back into what that is and we release that. Could be a teacher, could be mm-hmm. a mother.
Sure.
Could be your mate, your mm-hmm. the person that you've attracted into your life. That's projecting their insecurities onto you and making you feel like you're not important and that you have to be perfect and, you know, here's the line and here's check those boxes. Once you get what that is and you release it, you clear, shift, and then recreate, then you move into what Julian's talking about,
mm-hmm.
which is love and magnificence and understanding who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
That is golden, because once you understand who you really are, then that's how you vibrate.
That's right.
That's how you move.
And numerology works with cycles. Mm. So it works from 1 through 9. The reason being is that they're 9 months to pregnancy. The human being is born. And after that comes 10, which is a 1. So we all are living also our cycles mm-hmm. and our birth dates. They purport what cycle you're in at this time. For instance, you could be, let's say, in a 7 cycle. And a 7 cycle is more introspective, more soul-searching. You want to be with yourself, and you're with your partner, or you're with your mate, or you're married, and he or she is in a 3. So you're introspective.
Yeah.
And you're taking your bath with your candles. And this happened. This happened to a client. And a very important one, famous. And candlelight, very relaxed, hearing Enya, the music, and all that and more. And the husband was early. Saw the opening of the door and the light coming through the door. And heard the music. And he's in a 3, and the 3 is all about, it's extra energy, it's communication, it's passion, it's having fun, it's having enjoyment. It's the totally opposite of you being relaxed in your bath with Enya and your incense and your
definitely
sacred oils and stuff like that. He starts taking off his clothes as he's walking up the stairs.
Right.
He opens the door naked, and all of a sudden she goes, oh my God, what are you doing? He, like, all of a sudden he went into, like, I'm a little boy. I did something wrong. And,
and
he closed the door, and he's, like, all scared and stuff like that. And this was traumatic.
Yeah.
And when they talked to me, I said, darling.
Yeah.
You're in a 7. He's like, oh, Julian, what is that? I said, you're the one that's relaxing. You're soul searching at this time in your life,
right.
in your cycle. He's like ready to have fun. He wants to go out. And you guys need to work it out somehow.
So see why that's so important? That's so important because he could have erectile dysfunction for the rest of his life.
That's right.
If he didn't work it out.
That's right.
And that's a problem. Mm-hmm. We have one podcast on that one. We don't want that, right?
No.
This doesn't come in our world, all right? So, but that's a point. In fact, you don't have to get stuck in the projection between the 7 and the 3. You can work past it if you have the intellectual, educational knowledge and the emotional intelligence and the spiritual acumen to do that.
That's right.
And so what we're offering in our work and who we are and our passion and purpose and the fulfillment of our destiny is to take our journey of how we've transformed and leveled up and share that with you so that you can have that same experience. I mean, besides me being the Indiana Jones of the soul, Julian was in Brazil, what, for 10 years?
I lived there for 8 years right. In the 90s when they were going through the transition and the guy called Collor was thrown out of office and he was the president.
Yeah.
And I was there. Which,
of course.
And I was totally detached because I didn't understand what was going on. And in the United States, once in a while, I saw what was going on there. And there was this guy called O.J. Simpson. And I saw 10 seconds where my friends, it was like their soap opera every day where O.J. Simpson, what he's going to do? What? Da, da, da. 10 seconds. That's all I saw of him putting on the glove.
But you were doing what? You were learning about healing and
transpersonal
exorcism.
Journey with psychic healers, with shamans, journeying up and down Brazil, teaching, learning the language, and being my own Indiana Jones.
Right.
And going with also, when you do this, oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's important to have faith and trust.
Right.
In yourself.
And your journey.
Oh, my God. It's so important to have that because if not, then you're not going to go anywhere.
Right.
Because you're just going to be in your house wondering, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I experienced 10 carnivals.
That's amazing.
In Brazil.
Right.
10.
Yeah.
I danced in 5.
Right. But you see, this is one of the points that I was bringing out is that there are so many people now, they've taken energy healer workshops for a weekend, or they've taken an online course of numerology, or they're whatever, and they're putting themselves up as masters. And basically, they've taken information that from our generation and from generations before, back to the Egyptians and the Mayans and the Aztecs, and just basically talking about it. My point is, we're like the masters at it because we've been through the jungles. Mm-hmm. We've been through the spiritual masters. We've integrated it with inside of ourselves. So when we say something, it's not coming because we read it in a book. It's coming because we might have looked at it in a book, but we've integrated with the spiritual teachers and masters all over the continent. So that's so important because then you're coming from a place of compassion and really understanding and being at a certain level yourself rather than just regurgitating a book that you read about higher consciousness and emotional release work because you've done it.
Yes.
I mean, now people are doing breath work and et cetera and whatever. I was doing rebirthing with Sandra Ray, right? I remember rebirthing. That was like a huge thing that was breathing. I took people to breathe into the ocean, release. But that was when I was 25. And now I'm 77. So my point is I'm glad that all this stuff is coming back. But you want to go into as much as authentic people that have really walked the talk in terms of their own life and in terms of who they feel they're open to studying with. And again, at 77, I'm still open to connecting with a spiritual guru that I have lately connected with because I've done a lot of work in southern India in those temples, which I've written about. And that's really, really important. Mm-hmm. Peru, Brazil. Brazil mm-hmm. is like magic in terms of healing.
Yeah.
But then you want to take all those indigenous things and bring them up into the Western and the light, like the scalar light waves.
Mm-hmm.
The scalar light waves are amazing because what they can do if you cleared out the density in your body is actually raise you to that vibrational rate and put that vibrational higher seventh dimensional energy into your cells. So I've seen quite a bit of a difference with my abilities when I do 10 hours a week,
nice.
And overnight and stuff like that. Julian does his own. He does his meditations and his work,
mm-hmm.
and he's constantly working on himself. So I'm just saying to you, it's never over. You never know. I never feel like, okay, now I know everything. it's like, I know this, but wow, what else is possible, right?
Yeah.
And how we can expand past that.
Yes, totally, totally. On YouTube, I have something called Julian Tesla Meditation.
I love that.
And
love that.
It's a meditation that I received from Nikola Tesla in 1991. I was in Sao Paulo to speak at a conference. It was a doctor's metaphysical conference of 800 people. And I was meditating and praying and eyes closed. And all of a sudden there was a voice. And all of a sudden over my third eye here was in golden letters, Tesla. And I even said, wow, I haven't thought about you in a long time. What are you doing here? And the next thing there was another voice. And this man gave me an amazing exercise of creating a light field of protection within and around you. And it's the Julian Tesla meditation. It's 11 minutes. Please try it.
Oh, I love that.
And what's important is when we have people like ourselves, or you hear someone is in town that has the experience, mm-hmm. who has gone through whatever they've gone through, and now they're here to share themselves.
And lifetimes.
Go.
Yeah.
Go. Embrace that. Support consciousness now in your community.
Right.
Especially as we go into September, October, November, December, into 2025.
Yeah.
And maintain a regimen of eating the right foods, organic if you can, imbibing the right liquids as pure and organic and as natural as possible. If you like to drink beer, great, but know that they're putting a lot of stuff in the beer and you're in gummy land. Fabulous. But the gummies have chemicals in them, my friends.
Take a look.
If you're into, you know what, I'd like to have a smoke and go to the center over there and, you know, and get myself something. There's chemicals in it. Know that you're being programmed and inundated with chemicals. Mm. And the people who are doing this, they understand and know what the chemicals are doing because they are stopping. They're impeding your cells from
vibrating,
from dancing the cosmic dance, from learning, from investigating, from exploring, from pioneering, to have faith and trust. Because now all of a sudden that chemical, which has a consciousness and an energy, is now putting its energy into you. And now all of a sudden you're starting to react in doubting yourself and putting your energy into the chemicals.
Exactly.
Be aware, especially as we go into this transition into September, of cleaning your house physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, financially. And as you go into October, and then November is an 11. That's a master vibration.
Yay,
that's light. L-I-G-H-T comes out to an 11. Yes. So you're going to be bathing in light, 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 or the opposite. All the energies have their opposite. The opposite of light is darkness, right? And then comes December, which is a 1-2-3 trinity, which is amazing because it's also in numerology called the reversal. The reversal, what does that mean? It means that you're here to understand you have the normal world, but you also have another world, which is as if you're doing yoga and you're on your head because now you understand that there's the normal and there's the upside down world. And then all of a sudden you go, wait a second, it's all integrated as one. And in December, you see the bigger picture of what is really going on with yourself, the world around you, as you now go into another 9, 2025.
That is great. There you go. So I'm just going to wrap it up and say, I want you to listen to this many times because there's a lot of great information here. and then apply it to your life, because that's the most important thing. And then understand this ageless factor has everything to do with everything we're talking about, because you're always reinventing yourself. You're always opening up to what else is possible, and how can I detox this, and how can I deal with living on this planet when everything is so toxic, and rise above that physically, emotionally, mentally, so that I can be a vehicle for this high frequency spiritual energy to operate at my highest potential. And then what will happen is that you'll live an ageless life. You'll feel excited when you get up in the morning about what else is possible. What else can I do? What other miracles can I create? And then you can decide, I'll live to about 100, maybe 110, 115, 120. When I'm ready to leave, I'll leave. So you can actually do that, but it takes some work and it takes some leveling up. It takes using the medical regenerative stuff that's out there as well, that I'm doing in Mexico and here as well, and putting it all together and making that a priority, because you can love outwardly. The most important person for you to love right now is you, and to really feel your magnificence. So on that wonderful ageless note, I want to thank Julian Michaels for sharing his amazing information, his energy, and his vitality with us. And so that we can, as a spiritual community, level up together and live an extraordinary, magnificent life. My love and blessings to you on your ageless journey, Alita St. James. Hi, everyone. If you've watched this podcast and you feel a transformational shift, I would love for you to subscribe and join our spiritual energy group, and also share it with your friends. I'm also on Instagram, Alita_St. James, and all the other platforms like Facebook and Twitter and even TikTok, believe it or not, at my age, and spread the ageless factor. My love and blessings to you, Alita St. James.